casa. Okay, so they asked me to speak in English, and I will. Okay. I am humbled and honored to be speaking at this important event today. I feel part of a large movement that is making history right now, and that is incredibly inspiring. My name is Rania, and I am here with you today because I feel your pain and your anger, and because I want the same things that you want. I come as a representative of the Palestinian community in Rome, but I also come, thank you, as an Italian citizen that values equality, humanity, and true democracy, and that stands against racism, and alongside African Americans and all oppressed people in their struggle for freedom, justice, and equality. I come to you as an American, an Arab American, that knows all too well about the deep and systemic racism that affects African Americans, Arab and Muslim Americans, minorities in general, and Native Americans. I therefore want to speak today as a citizen of the world, as a human rights activist, as an anti-racist. I know that we share common values and dreams, that we do not distinguish between color, race, and religion or sexual orientation. It is our values and beliefs that define who we are. We know that all lives matter, and that is why we are here together today. To show our support and solidarity and fraternity with our African American brothers and sisters, and to share the pain and grief for the tragic killing of George Floyd, and for the many thousands that have been brutally murdered by the police, who should actually be serving and protecting all its people. For that, we came here to shout that Black Lives Matter. We are being forced to shout Black Lives Matter because sadly, this is not a given. When we say it, it is not to suggest that Black Lives Matter more than anyone else's. It simply points out that Black lives in the U.S. do not matter in the same way that Palestinian lives do not matter in Israel. But we will not accept that. And although we have been fighting for equality for 400 years in the USA and over 70 in Palestine, we still do not have freedom, equality, or justice. As a Palestinian, I know all too well how oppression works. Palestinians too face oppression and dispossession. They too face a brutal system of incarceration and criminalization. They too face historical falsification, invisibility, and dehumanization. They too are seen as lesser beings. And I know what it means to be depicted and labeled as a primitive, ignorant, stupid, or violent criminal, and terrorist, the equivalent of the thug, and all these racist stereotypes when we are simply the victims here. It is all twisted in order to maintain the status quo. The labels they give us are in the media, in books, in schools, and in movies, and they are forced onto our identities, but they do not belong to us. It is not who we are, but that is how our oppressors see us. Just a few days ago, after George Floyd was killed, the Israeli police gunned down an autistic Palestinian man, Iyad Halak, in East Jerusalem, and the officer has still not been charged. Iyad was going to his special needs school with his teacher. He might have pulled his cell phone out of his pocket when the police shouted for him to stop. Being unaware of the world around him, He didn't understand, and he ran to hide behind garbage bins as his teacher screamed that he was disabled. But they shot him in his chest anyway. And he was shot again, even after he was already dead. In the wake of his killing, several protests expressing solidarity with Black Lives Matter and the Palestinian struggle for liberation have taken place in the occupied territories and in Israel, with many drawing parallels between Israel's excessive use of force against Palestinians and police brutality in the USA. As Palestinians, we also know what it means for parents to tell their children to watch out, to look around, to not draw attention, to not go to the wrong area, to pull something out of your pocket too quickly, or to not ask questions and not raise your head. Keep it down, keep it low, as law enforcement are trigger happy, and they will do it and get away with it with impunity. In the US, African Americans are harassed, intimidated, terrorized daily, and Palestinians are too. I ask you to please learn about our reality. Watch the videos before they're taken down, because they actually do disappear, of Palestinians being suffocated, burned, beaten, and humiliated, harassed at checkpoints, threatened with violence, shot as they run, just like in America, but also like South Africa during apartheid. You will